Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. On today's show, I have two guests. I have Barbara Griggs Pratt and I have Christina Savitz. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And for those of you that may not know, Barb Pratt is the Manager of Nutrition Services at Way Memorial Hospital, and Christina is a Marywood intern, nutrition intern, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And today we're talking about National Nutrition Month. So again, it's kind of our tradition to really promote National Nutrition Month for March, correct?
Correct. Every year it's... Talking about healthy eating and ways to achieve those habits, you know, especially a year after the start of COVID when, you know, people have gained the quarantine 15 or, you know, kind of put that on a back burner. So we're going to put it to the forefront and start over and, you know, try to eat clean starting this nutrition month.
Right. What a great time to start, right?
Exactly.
I mean, the National Nutrition Month, and it's never too late to start. We know that,
true,
you know?
Yeah.
So, Christina, can you tell us, you know, National Nutrition Month, what is it about? What's this year's theme?
Yeah, sure. So, it's an annual campaign that was created by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics to inform the public about healthful eating. So, this month's theme is about personalizing your plate. This means that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to nutrition and health. So, as dietitians, we try and individualize it for each person because not everyone's going to have the same diet. You know, they're not going to want to eat all the same things that someone else may be eating.
Right. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, you as going to be hopefully soon to be dietitian,
yes,
and Barbara and I with our background in nutrition, we know, again, not one size fits
mm-hmm.
all. But we also know that there's so many craves out there or that people jump on
yes.
the bandwagon
mm-hmm.
and think it's going to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't
mm-hmm.
always. Okay.
Right.
But
we were just talking about that just in terms of what fluid needs are for the day, you know, water needs, because we say you have to drink 6 8-ounce glasses of water. But again, that varies with your size, your activity level, and other factors. So, and that's true of diets in general.
Mm-hmm.
As Christina said, everybody doesn't like the same thing. So we really go start with how do you eat now? What are your food preferences? What is your lifestyle like? And try to really individualize the diet so that the goal being over the long term that you can adopt something that's a lifelong
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
way of healthy eating, you know, that fits your style.
Right. And your goal is to have everyone succeed
mm-hmm.
in becoming healthier. And nutrition mm-hmm. and eating healthy is really top priority for most people.
Yeah, and we promote the saying habits, not diets. And
right.
And trying to get people, you know, to adopt better habits most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And
so that's going to impact their health in the long term.
Right. So what are some health tips that you can share with our listeners today?
Yeah, no problem. So basically just start your day with breakfast. This helps you from overeating at the end of the day. Definitely don't want to do that. Getting into a habit with starting your day with breakfast so that your body gets used to it. And then making half your plate fruits and vegetables. You know, again, like we said, we want it to be individualized, but that's a big thing that we should be getting, our fruits and vegetables. They're high in nutrients, high in fiber, definitely good, heart healthy. And then looking at the nutrition label. So, you know, we always recommend lower fat, like lower saturated fat, because that is not good for heart health. And lower salt foods, because that decreases your risk for heart disease as well. And reducing added sugars. So each serving should have less than 8 grams of added sugar, because again, there's no nutritional value in added sugar. So that's what you should really look at as well.
And just to point out how much sugar that is, every 4 grams is equal to 1 teaspoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the average male eats about 24 teaspoons of extra added sugars in their diet on a daily basis. And the goals for the total amount of sugar intake that is healthy is, of course, much lower than that.
Right, right, exactly. And that's something that's kind of new on the label within mm-hmm. the last couple of years, is that added sugar, because Barb,
mm-hmm.
I mean, correct me, we always just get that question, how do I know what's added and what's not?
Mm-hmm.
And so they,
right. mm-hmm.
they really took that into consideration, the USDA,
mm-hmm.
and kind of revamped
right. and
the
that's
label.
Helpful for people on the label. And interestingly, excess sugar intakes are associated with cardiovascular disease and other chronic conditions, of course. So it's as important as fat when you're looking at your diet and labels.
Right. And that's something, again, you can teach somebody when they come and meet with you, which we'll talk about in a little while, about how those added sugars really are not healthy. And there's alternatives for that person. So what about, you know, portion sizes? Is that something that we look at?
Oh, yes, definitely watch your portion sizes. Again, looking at that label, seeing what the serving size is and going off of that, you know, eating small, frequent meals is more beneficial so that you're not over consuming. You're not having a big plate at one time a day.
Small, frequent meals.
Right.
Exactly.
And again, when you're talking, I'm sorry, about individualization. So the rule of thumb is, because again, we're all different sizes. A 6 foot tall man has different needs than a 5 foot two woman. So meat or protein about the size and thickness of the palm of your hand is the right portion for you at a meal. Carbohydrate, either the amount that sits in the cup of your hand or about a fistful. I'm using my hand, even though you can't see me.
And I'm looking at you, Barb, as you're doing it, going, yes, that's a good visual.
Right. So half your plate then would be lean meat, ideally. Lean meat and a carbohydrate portion, and then half your plate fruits and vegetables.
Right. And colorful too, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
We want lots of color with our fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
Because they provide a lot of nutrients. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talk about a lot about food, but as, you know, dietitians and health, exercise plays a role in that also?
Yes, exactly. Getting at least 150 minutes of moderate exercise a week is the recommendation. More is obviously more beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And getting some strength training in there too, you know, that so your body's not getting used to the same activity every day.
Right. Because we know muscle, right, burns more fat than our fat does. So that's really important, helpful. So, Barb.
Yes.
As a registered nutrition dietitian, right, our RDN, kind of gives us, you know, if someone needs to or wants to make an appointment with you, how would they do that? And kind of what would you do with them?
So, the community health centers in our area contract with us as dietitians, and many, many people in this area are associated with them, you know, see them as practitioners. Because we contract with them, there's not a cost for that service. So first and foremost, ask your doctor for a referral, you know, send that along, or contact us at 253-8164. Of course, that's area code 570, and we can advise you how best to proceed. And we help people with weight management, high cholesterol, diabetes, food allergies, gastroparesis, you know, any one of a number of different conditions is, you know, can be addressed, because really diet is at the forefront of managing or preventing, you know, some of those kinds of things.
Right. And we know that, you know, you and I and some of our other community health center offices were working with that grant now, the food security grant, to, you know, help people with COPD, CHF, and diabetes who are food insecure to eat healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and as you get more referrals, you know, we will find more people to actually get into that program.
Right. And help them with menus and recipes and ideas and ways to incorporate more fruits and vegetables.
Okay. Now, you know, as a registered dietitian, I think it's also important for our listeners to know that you don't necessarily read an article and say, oh, this will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you use as your basis for education?
Right. So we use only evidence-based information. And I was showing Christina something that I Googled the other day and off Healthline, and it says evidence-based right at the top of the information piece. So, of course, you know, anything that's medically based, like something from the Mayo Clinic or Cleveland Clinic or, you know, some associated medical facility is what you want to go with, because there is a lot of misinformation out there and on the internet. And saying that, RDNs have a our governing agency is the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and the website is eatright.org. So anyone can access that. There's lots of good information for the public on that site. In addition to you, if you're looking for a dietitian in your area, wherever you might live or travel to a vacation at, or, you know, have a summer home, for example, you can go on that site and find an RDN in your area. Mm-hmm. So it helps you locate somebody who we consider to be a specialist that uses only evidence-based counseling and information and teaching for the patients that we have.
Right. Because we know, you know, if anyone's listening today, it's not just individuals who live in Wayne County, PA.
Right.
You know, they could be listening to it anywhere because, you know, this is on a live radio station and, you know, they could download the app and listen to it anywhere they go. So that's really good information. And it's really easy to use that website, and you can go on and just get helpful, sound, evidence-based information for your health. And that's really important for people to understand. So going on Facebook and popping on those links is not a good idea. I am joking.
There is a lot of misinformation, and people get, you know, confused and confounded. Mm-hmm. And you really want to know what by evidence-based, obviously, it's true, it's researched, it's...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good information that you can live by. And on that eatright.org site, if you specifically put in find an expert, then it will pull somebody up in your area that is trained in the way that we are to use evidence-based counseling and information.
Right. Because in Pennsylvania, we are also licensed as dietitians, which is really important for people to understand, because when we're licensed, it means that we've met all the qualifications to do nutrition education.
Correct.
Right, and that's really important. And Christina, so yes. Coming to you, so as an intern, that's what something you're going to go for, correct?
Yes.
And so how has the process been for you?
Oh, it's really exciting. I've loved everything that I've learned at Marywood and everything that I've learned from Barb and everybody else in my internship, because I got a wide variety of different rotations, and, you know, it really shows a different side of nutrition.
Right, because can you just share, I mean, we talk about, you know, hospital-based outpatient nutrition services, but there's community,
yep.
Correct?
Yes.
So any interest that sparks you?
Yeah, I loved community. I worked at the YMCA in Carbondale, and I did a lot of nutrition with the cardiac rehab patients there, and that was great. And then due to COVID, I did some virtual rotations with food service, and long-term care. And so far, acute care has been my favorite here at Wayne Memorial. So, but again, yeah, great variety of different aspects of the field.
Right. And it's never boring.
No.
It's always something different every day, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So you finish in May.
Yes, I do.
Very exciting. Yeah. And then you, hopefully, you know, you can sit for your, your exam, your certification, and then become registered.
Right.
Yes.
So anyone in this field is required to take and pass a national exam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, stressful, but Marywood and any institution that the interns are at, really train them and help them to get ready for that exam. They've been taking practice exams for a while.
Right.
But that is a, you know, a necessity.
Mm-hmm. And you have, Barb, you know, you have worked with many interns, and you've been a great preceptor because you know how important it is to have them have the proper education moving forward and the teaching. So thank you for all that you do. That's really great. So any last words for our audience today?
Well, I really encourage people to go on that eatright.org site because there's lots of different nutrition information. Mm-hmm. If you have some specific topic that you want to gain more information or knowledge about, then you can just type that in and search it. And there really are a lot of resources there.
Right. And if they want kind of a more personal touch, what phone number can they reach you at again?
570-253-8164.
Great. So today we had Barb and Christina for National Nutrition Month talking about how to personalize your plate, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And again, this is Carol Knier, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.